Y'all know me, still same OG, but I've been low-key, hated on by most these niggas with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no small mobiles and no skis. Mad at me cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio when it's all full of tracks to add to the wall full of plaques, hanging up in the office and back in my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'm gonna let my dough freeze? Ho, please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you to smoke trees? Who you think brought you to oldies? Eazy-E's, Ice Cube's and D.O.C's, the Snoop D.O.G's, and the group that said, oh, fuck, I'm the police. Gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when your album sales wasn't doing too good, who's the doctor they told you to go see?
Y'all better listen up close. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
Whoa,
Arsenio Hall.
Who was that?
Is with us. That's Juju Unit, isn't it?
That's MCG-Dub.
MCG-Dub. Yeah. But anyway, he wanted to play, he's been doing this. Jerry Wyschowski thinks he's a rap artist. And he wanted to play this for you and get your honest opinion. Don't BS him. And this is not, the Arsenio Show Hall where Arsenio Hall show where you have like guests on, you got to kiss their ass or anything.
Nice.
Your honest opinion.
Because his publicist might not let me have 50 cents.
Exactly. Jerry has no power in Hollywood. Okay. You have no reason to be nice to him at all. All right, let's start it over. And here's Jerry Wyschowski's rap. And you tell us what your honest thoughts are, okay?
Okay, I'm going to
hear it. Honest. Because you know rap, right?
Yeah, let me see. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know it.
Some of the biggest rappers in the business today started on my show, how many years ago? 20 years ago?
20 years ago, like, wow.
Little Bow Wow was brought to my office by Suge Knight when he was 5 years old. Dr. Dre brought me Snoop Doggy Dogg. It goes on.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Did Snoop Dogg have his first, was his debut on TV with you?
Yes, yeah, Snoop was a guy who I knew from the street. He had a lot of underground tapes, right?
Right.
And Dre told me about him, called him Calvin then. And Dre said he's going to do a track with me next time I come on the show. Dre came on and released a CD back then called The Chronic. And I met Snoop that night. And then the next time Snoop came, he came to drop his CD. And the rest was history because, people fell in love with him the night he was on the show. He didn't even talk. He was just this skinny guy with khakis on from Long Beach. And he already had a lot of street cred.
Did you know right away when you heard it was good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this is a CD you would even remember if I played the 1, 2, 3 into the 4. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre at the door. Remember that?
I'm not sure if I do.
Oh, Tim, stop.
Honest to God, I go back to, seriously, like Kool Moe Dee.
Oh, I know what you like. Wild Wild West.
Yeah, I love that. The Wild Wild West.
Yeah, you like, and you like a hip hop. A hippie that hop. Right. Don't stop.
And I also like the a man with 100 girls is a hero. A girl with 100 guys is a zero.
Vanilla Ice?
No, it's not Vanilla Ice. It's Kool Moe Dee.
Oh, okay. Kool Moe Dee.
Kool Moe Dee.
Yeah.
It's on the same tape as the Wild West.
How You Like Me Now?
Yeah, How You Like Me Now? Yeah, exactly.
Oh God, if he heard you say Vanilla Ice, I would be cut off from the Kool Moe Dee party list.
You know, I still have the Kool Moe Dee cassette tape, but I don't have a player anymore. Because cars don't come with them, and I can't play it at home. So I just sit there and look at that tape.
You know, I have a little cassette player I use when I do stand-up that I put on a stool to record the set so I could see what worked and what didn't work.
Right.
I could come to your house, and we could put it's a little
and
cassette.
And I'll take it to Costco.
Yes, it has one speaker. It's about 4 inches long. We could sit in the car and listen to old cassettes heading to get large amounts of toilet paper at Costco.
Okay, perfect. All right, now, honest opinion, all right?
Okay.
Let me Jerry Wyschowski. We're going to play the whole thing.
Spit for me, Jerry, spit.
It's Jerry Wyschowski's debut when it comes to his rap album. Here we go.
Y'all know me, still same OG, but I've been low-key, hated on by most these niggas with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no small mobiles and no skis. Mad at me cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio when it's all full of tracks, to add to the wall full of plaques, hanging up in the office and back in my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'm gonna let my dough freeze? Ho, please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you to smoke trees? Who you think brought you to oldies? Easy. D's, Ice Cubes and D.O.C.'s, the Snoop D.O. double G's, and the group that said, oh, I'm the police. Gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when your album sales wasn't doing too good, who's the doctor they told you to go see? Y'all better listen up closely. All you're gonna say that I turned pop on the firm flop. Y'all is the reason that Dre ain't been getting no sleep. So y'all, all y'all, if y'all don't like me, y'all gonna keep freaking around with me and turn me back to the old me. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish. As they go for the mic like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, that something comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish. As they go for the mic like they forgot about Dre. So what do you say to somebody you hate?
What?
Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? Wanna resolve things in a bloody array?
Yep.
Just study a tape of N.W.A. One day I was walking by with a Walkman on, when I caught a guy give me an awkward eye.
What are you looking
and I
at?
Strangled him off in the parking lot with his car, Connie. I don't give up if it goes dark or not. I'm harder than me trying to park a Dodge when I'm drunk as go right next to a humongous truck in a two-car garage. Hopping out with two broken legs trying to walk it off. This bitch call the cops. I'ma kill you and them loud-ass make up for the barking dogs. And when the cops came through, me and Dre stood next to a burned-down house with a can full of gas and a handful of matches and still weren't found out right here. From here on out, it's the Chronic 2, starting today and tomorrow's new, and I'm still local enough to choke you to death with nickel from the Charleston Chew. Slim Shady, hotter than a set of twin babies, and a Mercedes Benz with the windows up when the temp goes up to the mid-80s.
All right, I think that's enough of a sampling. It's,
you know what's interesting, though? I think a lot of people don't feel that rap takes talent,
right?
Because obviously these guys are not singers or musicians. They're probably poets who flow to music at best, right? I mean, you can't put a rapper in a category with Sting or Prince, you know? But as poets, I mean, they do something incredible, and I think he just showed how hard it is.
It is very difficult.
It's very difficult. I mean, because we have a great litmus test to knowing how hard it is because we've heard Eminem do that track. And Eminem is an amazing linguist with a lot of velocity to his rap. And as much as Jerry tried, I mean, there were a lot of bobbles there. He showed how hard it was.
It's very difficult, yeah.
What I do like is, like if Jerry, well, first of all, that's not Jerry.
By the way, it's Jerry Gomez.
that's not Jerry doing his voice. If Jerry was on like Mad TV, he would blow up. Because he would be able to do what's the white guy on SNL? I can't say that song.
I think we can.
That was Justin Timberlake,
Penis in a
right?
Box,
and the cast member
Adam Sandberg.
Sandberg, yes,
yeah.
Andy
yes.
Sandberg.
Yeah, we got
Andy Sandberg.
Right, we got to say Richard in a box.
Right,
right. I mean, that guy is brilliant at parodies, and I think Jerry could do a parody, but I don't think we would want to see his or Jerry's real CD drop.
Right. All right, Jerry Gomez's his rap
Jerry
debut is today. What do you think about Jerry Gomez's rap music? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
I was trying to be nice, but what I really should have said is he needs a metronome shoved up his ass because he wasn't on the hump a few times.
Yes, I heard that, and I'm not a big fan of music. But he also wrote an opening song for this show, and it includes Whitman's name in it. But here it is. It was with Adam McAdosius and Jerry Gomez, and they wrote this song for the opening of the show. And let's get Arsenio Hall's opinion on this. Here we go.
G-Dub, get that man a Shevitz.
Hey, man, take off that keeper. This ain't Yom Kippur.
Fill that glass up with that kosher juice.
Hey, man, get out from under that chuppah. We need to listen to 97.1.
It's the Valley Stud. You know what time it is, player.
97.1. It's 8 o'clock. Time for hot talk.
Yeah.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot.
You know it
97.1,
is.
97.1, time for ear fun.
What?
With my two main men, Conway and Whitman.
8 o'clock, time for hot talk.
Yeah.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot.
Jerry.
97.1, time for ear fun with my main man, Conway and Whitman.
8 o'clock rolls around, putting on C and Dub.
Yeah.
This stuff is hot, gonna pour me some Jewish bub. We got Gina, Jerry, Tim, and Brian naming them tunes.
Yeah.
And later on, we're gonna play some Family Feud. It's 8 o'clock,
that's
time
right,
for
that's
hot
enough.
Talk.
Right,
that was kind of nice.
What do you think?
That was kind of the little name thing because I knew those people.
Right.
I was excited by that. But I think I'm just going to have to say it's a little pitchy, dog.
Sorry, dog.
Little pitchy, dog. What does Paula think? Paula?
Yeah, Paula, what do you think? How was Jerry Gomez's rap debut?
It's great.
What is she on?
Yeah, what are you on in there, Paula? What's going on with you?
I love it.
All right, five.
And by the way, what is she wearing? Look at her outfit. What you wearing, Paula? Yeah.
You can get this direct on my home shopping collection.
Okay. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Jerry Gomez's rap debut is tonight, and Arsenio Hall is here. And would you encourage him to keep going, or you think there's no way the man can make a living in rap?
I say it's really important to know who you are. And he's a funny guy, so do satirical rap.
All right, Jerry Gomez, man. Look at that.
And even if it's funny, it's still a little pitchy, dog, so work on that.
All right. Smells like a fart in here. Did somebody fart in the studio?
Tim, don't get me started.
Oh, baboo.
I feel a little gassy. I feel a little gassy, but that one's not mine. That one has a strange smell to it.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It's like a lemony pledge.
Is that right?
Slash fart kind of.
Oh, boy. That kid fart in here?
I'm over on this side of the room.
All right.
I didn't monitor no farts over there.
All right, please. All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Still from home with you. Still waters run deep. Still Snoop Dogg and DRE. 9-9. Guess who's back? Andre.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Oh, boy.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Jerry Gomez making his rap debut here, and Arsenio Hall giving him a couple of tips during the break. What do you think overall? Should he continue to pursue it, or is it just not that great?
You know, I like Jerry.
I know you do. I'm not talking about Jerry. I'm not talking about the music. I'm not talking about Jerry the person. Jerry the music.
The music, I really think that he has to go in another direction.
Okay. Frank,
it's more than pitchy, dog.
I understand, man.
I've underplayed it. It's more than pitchy.
It sounds like pitchy, but it starts with an S. All right, Frank in Alhambra, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Frank.
You know what? Frank stepped out of the studio for a minute.
See how long he can drive until he picks up. We're driving with him on the freeway.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what do you think about the music?
Actually, I thought it sucked.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my.
What do you think, yeah. Gomez? Jerry Gomez, what do you think about this dude?
I'd like to hear that guy try to flow to that song. It's a tough song.
You know,
this is a tough song to reenact, my friend.
The biggest problem was that it's not creative. You're using somebody else's stuff.
Yeah, but the Hot Talk song was creative, son.
No, it wasn't. You suck.
You know what?
What a great argument between... you know, two, you know, massive brains.
You shook. You shook. I was in New York for like a week, and I'll tell you, it just makes me smile whenever two people call each other son. That's the one.
Come here, son.
Colloquialism in pop culture that it just, if you and I were sitting there, I was like, yo, you looking good, son. Look at you. Look at you, son.
I guess I use that more often.
Can I hear you say son?
Just come here, son. Jerry, son, it wasn't that great. Wasn't that good, son?
When you say you sound like a cleaver for some reason, they don't come on, say son.
All right,
son.
All right, let's talk to a Carlos
come on,
in Torrance.
Tim. Humor me, man.
Come on, son. Carlos, you're on the air.
Hey Tim, great big fan, Arsenio Hall, man. What a pleasure to speak to you after so many years joining you on TV.
Hey,
excellent.
Dog, thanks for calling.
I want to let you know, man, I was 11 years old when he came on the scene. I stay up every night just watch your show.
Okay, so you probably saw a lot of hip-hop. What do you think of my man Jerry Gomez?
You know, no disrespect for Jerry. You know, good effort. But, Jerry, man, keep your day job, baby. Don't waste your time with this stuff because I think you got more to offer the world than that silly-ass rap, man.
All right, baby. Thanks.
All right.
Hey, hold on one sec, Carlos. Hey, Carlos?
Yeah?
Hold on one sec. We're going to give you a 4-pack of tickets to the Off-Road Expo. Going on Friday through Sunday at the Pomona Fairplex. Catch Dino D'Amelio. Look at that. Dino from the Likas show. He'll be over there with the Bod Squad and BS with the crew this Saturday. Get on out there.
Just again, be careful, man. They might be setting you up, and Jerry Gomez will be waiting for you at the door.
Yeah, it's the 4-pack of tickets to the Off-Road Expo going on Friday through Sunday at the Pomona Fairplex. So get on out there and start off-roading it, man. Jason and Tustin, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you think about Jerry Gomez's rap album?
Hey.
How's it going, guys?
All right.
What's up?
Good. You know, the song wasn't that great, besides the fact that he wasn't really keeping himself going as far as the rhythm and stuff like that. I think a lot of guys try and rap out for the first time don't realize how difficult it is to actually stay on beat while they're reading a rhyme, because I also noticed he read the word Carl Kenny Jeans, I believe it was.
I mispronounced that. It's Carl Kanai.
Carl Kanai, yeah.
Yeah, I used to rock those back when I used to watch Arsenio.
Yeah, and me too.
Hey, do you rap at all, Jason?
Yeah, I do. I'm a rapper. I have an album out and all that.
Let's hear a little.
What's that?
Freestyle, bro.
What's that?
Freestyle. Just spit anything.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Let's hear a little.
What do you want me to rap about?
Doesn't matter.
Just freestyle. Can I give you a subject?
Yeah, go for it.
Hoes.
On the FM radio?
Sure.
I got one for you. So who's next to flex and flip raw thoughts to text and snap these cats' necks like backs during sex? My intellect rejects fell lines to recollect. I've got everybody on the radio reaching for their tech. Respect flung like sweat. I collect like 800. Captivating foes laying low in the tundra. An undercover brother double O when I flow, leaving shady hoes froze with the blows that I throws. Imposes great minds, split waves and crack spines. Lyrics flow like down your bitch's backside.
That's pretty good, dude.
Level. Thank
hey,
you,
hold
man.
On 1 second. Gina Grad loves rap. Are you a black guy or white guy?
I'm a white dude, but I do have a bone to pick with Arsenio, if you mind, real quick.
Oh, maybe Gina won't like you.
Yeah, Gina can't stand you. Just can't use that term anymore. Hey, so what is it about this guy you like?
Well, I thought I liked something about him, but I guess I don't.
He's not black enough for you.
I thought he sounded a little darker. I was pretty excited about that.
Gina,
he's pretty good.
Gina, second generation broadcasting giant.
Uh-huh.
What would your dad say if he knew that you had the fever?
He also has the fever.
No, not
dad
so much.
Dad got jungle fever.
Yeah.
You know what my dad says to me? He says, Angel, I don't care if they're purple. Will they convert?
That's cute.
All right. Hold on 1 sec, Jason. We're going to send you a family 4-pack of free Friday passes to the Toyota Grand Prix. Look at that, in Long Beach.
And you know that's what he needs. He's probably sitting in his car saying, I need a family 4-pack.
And from Tustin to Long Beach, it's only about a 10-minute drive. Sponsored by, Sinopolis? Salon Pause.
Help us with that, Jerry. What
Salon
is that?
Pause, right?
Salon Pause.
All right. Pain relieving sprays and patches. Be more active. The race is run through April 18th through the 20th. So Salon Pause. Get out there and relieve that pain, man.
I still smell that fart. You smell it?
I do. It still smells like a fart in here. Carlos and Van Nuys, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you think about Jerry Gomez's rap album?
Hey, what's up? I think he's good. He's ready to open up some swap meets or something, perform at the swap meet, try to market.
All right. That's not bad, dude.
Is there money in that?
Probably about
like
15,
crazy
15 bucks.
All right, hold on, Carlos. We're going to send you something.
You know, Tim, you have very little patience for the hip-hop community.
Maybe I can open up Crazy Gideon.
Morons. Carlos and Van Nuys, we're going to send you a family 4-pack of tickets to see Chivas USA, or Chevis? Chivas USA, is that right? A battle Real Salt Lake at the Home Depot Center this Saturday. Visit cdchavis.us. I don't know. What the Christ is this? Visit cdchivas, CHIVASUSA.com. If you got that, good luck.
It's so much easier to be the color commentator for Tim.
For all the latest Major League Soccer action. It's a tough read, though. You want to try to belt that up for me?
Wow. Ooh. This would challenge all my Columbia School of Broadcasting
Chivas?
Talent.
Is it Chivas? Chivas. All right, here's Arsenio. Carlos, you got a gift coming from Arsenio. Let him have it.
A family 4-pack of tickets to see that Benjamin Chavis used to spell his name Chivas. Chivas USA.
Chivas USA. All right.
We apologize to them, by
the way.
How about
this? How about just Toyota Grand Prix tickets to Long Beach? I can say that.
Is that pre or is that picks?
Yeah, it's lbgp.com. Give that guy both of the Chivas tickets and the Long Beach Grand Prix.
Grand Prix.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Our Arsenio Hall is here. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Remix, hot talk, y'all ready? Let me introduce you to this man right here. It's Tim Conway Jr. His show's at 8. Hot OG Valley style reppin' 818. Saying back forever, how is that so good? But you won't find a man who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner.
That's me,
I said, man.